improving air connectivity to the north from within these islands and further afield has an important role to play in the delivery of my economic priorities. That's why I'm investing £3 million per year in the city of Derry Airport. The Dublin to Derry air route has the potential to provide significant benefits to the northwest of Ireland. My officials are also engaging with their colleagues in the departments of transport in Dublin and in London, who both have a policy responsibility for public service obligation air routes across the relevant jurisdictions. Both I and my predecessor, Conor Murphy, have engaged with the Irish Government seeking firm commitments to reopen the Dublin-Derry route, and I am pleased to report that ministerial approval in Dublin has been provided to undertake the preparatory work necessary to establish the Dublin-Derry air services in 2026. A meeting led by the Irish Department of Transport is planned with stakeholders in the North West in the coming weeks, and I will continue to work closely with both governments to support delivery of this important initiative.
Minister, you have outlined the actions by the Irish Government, and they are to be welcomed. What plans have you in place to ensure that the airport remains sustainable into the future, and will it receive any further investment in terms of the expansion from your department?
We have committed to the investment over the next 4 years into the City of Derry Airport, which enables the airport to be able to plan for growth in future years. There has been many positive announcements over recent weeks. It clearly shows the potential of the region, and that is something that I am certainly keen to support.